John chapter 11. Christ raises Lazarus to life. The rulers resolve to put him to death. 11:1. Now there was a certain man sick, named Lazarus, of Bethania, of the town of Mary and of Martha her sister. 11:2. And Mary was she that anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. 11:3. His sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. 11:4. And Jesus hearing it, said to them, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it. 11:5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. 11:6. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he still remained in the same place 2 days. 11:7. Then after that, he said to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. 11:8. The disciples say to him, Rabbi, the Jews but now sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? 11:9. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. 11:10. But if he walk in the night, he stumbleth, because the light is not in him. 11:11. These things he said. And after that he said to them, Lazarus our friend sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. 11:12. His disciples therefore said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. 11:13. But Jesus spoke of his death, and they thought that he spoke of the repose of sleep. 11:14. Then therefore Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. 11:15. And I am glad, for your sakes, that I was not there, that you may believe. But, let us go to him. 11:16. Thomas therefore, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. 11:17. Jesus therefore came, and found that he had been 4 days already in the grave. 11:18. Now Bethania was near Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. 11:19. And many of the Jews were come to Martha and Mary, to comfort them concerning their brother. 11:20. Martha therefore, as soon as she heard that Jesus was come, went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. 11:21. Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. 11:22. But now also I know that whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. 11:23. Jesus saith to her, Thy brother shall rise again. 11:24. Martha saith to him, I know that he shall rise again, in the resurrection at the last day. 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. 11:26. And everyone that liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. Believest thou this? 11:27. She saith to him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. 11:28. And when she had said these things, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. 11:29. She, as soon as she heard this, riseth quickly and cometh to him. 11:30. For Jesus was not yet come into the town, but he was still in that place where Martha had met him. 11:31. The Jews therefore, who were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up speedily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth to the grave to weep there. 11:32. When Mary therefore was come where Jesus was, seeing him, she fell down at his feet and saith to him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. 11:33. Jesus, therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews that were come with her weeping, groaned in the spirit and troubled himself. 11:34. And said, Where have you laid him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. 11:35. And Jesus wept. 11:36. The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him. 11:37. But some of them said, Could not he that opened the eyes of the man born blind have caused that this man should not die? 11:38. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, cometh to the sepulchre. Now it was a cave, and a stone was laid over it. 11:39. Jesus saith, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he is now 4 days. 11:40. Jesus saith to her, Did not I say to thee that if thou believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? 11:41. They took therefore the stone away. And Jesus lifting up his eyes, said, Father, I give thee thanks that thou hast heard me. 11:42. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people who stand about have I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. 11:43. When he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. 11:44. And presently he that had been dead came forth, bound feet and hands with winding bands, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go. 11:45. Many therefore of the Jews, who were come to Mary and Martha and had seen the things that Jesus did, believed in him. 11:46. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus had done. 11:47. The chief priests, therefore, and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What do we, for this man doth many miracles. 11:48. If we let him alone so, all will believe in him. And the Romans will come, and take away our place and nation. 11:49. But one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing. 11:50. Neither do you consider that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. 11:51. And this he spoke not of himself. But being the high priest of the year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation. 11:52. And not only for the nation, but together in one the children of God that were dispersed. 11:53. From the day therefore they devised to put him to death. 11:54. Wherefore Jesus walked no more openly among the Jews, but he went into a country near the desert, unto a city that is called Ephraim, and there he abode with his disciples. 11:55. And the Pasch of the Jews was at hand, and many from the country went up to Jerusalem, before the Pasch, to purify themselves. 11:56. They sought therefore for Jesus, and they discoursed one with another, standing in the temple. What think you that he is not come to the festival day? And the chief priests and Pharisees had given a commandment that, if any man knew where he was, he should tell, that they might apprehend him. John chapter 12. The anointing of Christ's feet. His riding into Jerusalem upon an ass. A voice from heaven. 12:1. Jesus therefore, 6 days before the Pasch, came to Bethania, where Lazarus had been dead, whom Jesus raised to life. 12:2. And they made him a supper there. And Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that were at table with him. 12:3. Mary therefore took a pound of ointment of right spikenard, of great price, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. 12:4. Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, he that was about to betray him, said, 12:5. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? 12:6. Now he said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and, having the purse, carried the things that were put therein. 12:7. Jesus therefore said, Let her alone, that she may keep it against the day of my burial. 12:8. For the poor you have always with you, but me you have not always. See the annotation of St. Matt 26:11. 12:9. A great multitude therefore of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. 12:10. But the chief priests thought to kill Lazarus also. 12:11. Because many of the Jews, by reason of him, went away and believed in Jesus. 12:12. And on the next day, a great multitude that was come to the festival day, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, 12:13, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. 12:14. And Jesus found a young ass and sat upon it, as it is written. 12:15. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold thy King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. 12:16. These things his disciples did not know of the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him and that they had done these things to him. 12:17. The multitude therefore gave testimony, which was with him, when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead. 12:18. For which reason also the people came to meet him, because they heard that he had done this miracle. 12:19. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Do you see that we prevail nothing? Behold, the whole world is gone after him." 12:20. Now there were certain Gentiles among them, who came up to adore on the festival day. 12:21. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." 12:22. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. Again Andrew and Philip told Jesus. 12:23. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." 12:24. "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falling into the ground die," 12:25, "itself remaineth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world keepeth it unto life eternal." 12:26. "If any man minister to me, let him follow me. And where I am, there also shall my minister be. If any man minister to me, him will my Father honor." 12:27. "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause I came unto this hour." 12:28. "Father, glorify thy name." A voice therefore came from heaven, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." 12:29. The multitude therefore that stood and heard said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. 12:30. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." 12:31. "Now is the judgment of the world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." 12:32. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself." 12:33. "Now this he said, signifying what death he should die." 12:34. The multitude answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" 12:35. Jesus therefore said to them, "Yet a little while, the light is among you. Walk whilst you have the light, and the darkness overtake you not. And he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." 12:36. "Whilst you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." These things Jesus spoke, and he went away and hid himself from them. 12:37. "And whereas he had done so many miracles before them, they believed not in him." 12:38. "That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he said, Lord, who hath believed our hearing? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" 12:39. Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, they could not believe, because they would not, saith St. Augustine, Tract 33, in Joan. See the annotation, St. Mark 4:12. 12:40. "He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them." 12:41. "These things said Isaiah, when he saw his glory, and spoke of him." 12:42. "However, many of the chief men also believed in him. But because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, that they might not be cast out of the synagogue." 12:43. "For they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God." 12:44. "But Jesus cried and said, He that believeth in me doth not believe in me, but in him that sent me." 12:45. "And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me." 12:46. "I am come, a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me may not remain in darkness." 12:47. "And if any man hear my words and keep them not, I do not judge him, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." 12:48. "He that despiseth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." 12:49. "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak." 12:50. "And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. The things therefore that I speak, even as the Father said unto me, so do I speak." John chapter 13. Christ washes his disciples' feet. The treason of Judas. The new commandment of love. 13:1. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Before the festival day of the Pasch, this was the fourth and last Pasch of the ministry of Christ, and according to the common computation, was in the 33rd year of our Lord. and in the year of the world 4036. Some chronologers are of opinion that our Savior suffered in the 37th year of his age, but these different opinions on this subject are of no consequence. 13:2. And when supper was done, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him. 13:3. Knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he came from God and goeth to God. 13:4. He riseth from supper and layeth aside his garments, and, having taken a towel, girded himself. 13:5. After that, he putteth water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. 13:6. He cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? 13:7. Jesus answered and said to him, What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. 13:8. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. 13:9. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. 13:10. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly, and you are clean, but not all. 13:11. For he knew who he was that would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. 13:12. Then after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, being set down again, he said to them, Know you what I have done to you? 13:13. You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. 13:14. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. 13:15. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you do also. 13:16. Amen, amen, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is the apostle greater than he that sent him. 13:17. If you know these things, you shall be blessed if you do them. 13:18. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eateth bread with me shall lift up his heel against me. 13:19. At present I tell you, before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe that I am he. 13:20. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. 13:21. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit, and he testified, and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you shall betray me. 13:22. The disciples therefore looked one upon another, doubting of whom he spoke. 13:23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. 13:24. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him and said to him, Who is it of whom he speaketh? 13:25. He therefore, leaning on the breast of Jesus, saith to him, Lord, who is it? 13:26. Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall reach bread dipped. And when he had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. 13:27. And after the morsel, Satan entered into him. And Jesus said to him, That which thou dost, do quickly. That which thou dost, do quickly. It is not a license, much less a command, to go about his treason, but a signification to him that Christ would not hinder or resist what he was about, do it as soon as he pleased, but was both ready and desirous to suffer for our redemption. 13:28. Now no man at the table knew to what purpose he said this unto him. 13:29. For some thought, because Judas had the purse, that Jesus had said to him, Buy those things which we have need of for the festival day, or that he should give something to the poor. 13:30. He therefore, having received the morsel, went out immediately, and it was not. 13:31. When he therefore was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. 13:32. If God be glorified in him, God also will glorify him in himself, and immediately will he glorify him. 13:33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said to the Jews, Whither I go you cannot come, so I say to you now. 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 13:35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. 13:36. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow hereafter. 13:37. Peter saith to him, Why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee. 13:38. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for me? Amen, amen, I say to thee, the cock shall not crow, till thou deny me thrice. John chapter 14. Christ's discourse after his last supper. 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. 14:2. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If not, I would have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. 14:3. And if I shall go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be. 14:4. And whither I go you know, and the way you know. 14:5. Thomas saith to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? 14:6. Jesus saith to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, but by me. 14:7. If you had known me, you would without doubt have known my Father also, and from henceforth you shall know him, and you have seen him. 14:8. Philip saith to him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it is enough for us. 14:9. Jesus saith to him, Have I been so long a time with you and have you not known me? Philip, he that seeth me seeth the Father also. How sayest thou, shew us the Father? 14:10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who abideth in me, he doth the works. 14:11. Believe you not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? 14:12. Otherwise believe for the very work's sake. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these shall he do. 14:13. Because I go to the Father, and whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14:14. If you shall ask me anything in my name, that I will do. 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. 14:16. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another Paraclete, that he may abide with you forever. Paraclete, that is, a comforter, or also an advocate, inasmuch as by inspiring prayer, he prays, as it were, in us, and pleads for us, forever. Hence it is evident that this Spirit of truth was not only promised to the persons of the apostles, but also to their successors through all generations. 14:17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, nor knoweth him. But you shall know him, because he shall abide with you and shall be in you. 14:18. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. 14:19. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, and you shall live. 14:20. In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. 14:22. Judas saith to him, not the Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us, and not to the world? 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him and we will come to him and will make our abode with him. 14:24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. 14:25. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you. 14:26. But the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I shall have said to you. Teach you all things. Here the Holy Ghost is promised to the apostles and their successors, particularly, in order to teach them all truth, and to preserve them from error. 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. 14:28. You have heard that I said to you, I go away, and I come unto you. If you loved me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to thee, Father. For the Father is greater than I. For the Father is greater than I. It is evident that Christ our Lord speaks here of himself as he is made man. For as God he is equal to the Father. See Phil 2. Any difficulty of understanding the meaning of these words will vanish when the relative circumstances of the text here are considered. For Christ being at this time shortly to suffer death, signified to his apostles his human nature by these very words. For as God he could not die, and therefore as he was both God and man, it must follow that according to his humanity he was to die, which the apostles were soon to see and believe, as he expresses, verse 29. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. 14:29. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. 14:30. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. 14:31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me commandments, so do I arise, let us go hence. John chapter 15. A continuation of Christ's discourse to his disciples. 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. 15:2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he will take away, and every one that beareth fruit, he will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. 15:3. Now you are clean, by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you, unless you abide in me. 15:5. I am the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. 15:6. If anyone abide not in me, he shall be cast forth as a branch and shall wither, and they shall gather him up and cast him into the fire, and he burneth. 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. 15:8. In this is my Father glorified, that you bring forth very much fruit and become my disciples. 15:9. As the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, as I also have kept my Father's commandments and do abide in his love. 15:11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be filled. 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. 15:13. Greater love than this no man hath, that a man lay down his life for his friends. 15:14. You are my friends, if you do the things that I command you. 15:15. I will not now call you servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends, because all things, whatsoever I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you, that you should go and should bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. 15:17. These things I command you, that you love one another. 15:18. If the world hate you, know ye that it hath hated me before you. 15:19. If you had been of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. 15:20. Remember my word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will keep yours also. 15:21. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. 15:22. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. 15:23. He that hated me hated my Father also. 15:24. If I had not done among them the works that no other man hath done, they would not have sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. 15:25. But that the word may be fulfilled which is written in their law, they hated me without cause. 15:26. But when the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me, whom I will send. This proves, against the modern Greeks, that the Holy Ghost proceedeth from the Son, as well as from the Father. Otherwise he could not be sent by the Son. 15:27. And you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. John chapter 16. The conclusion of Christ's last discourse to his disciples. 16:1. Things have I spoken to you that you may not be scandalized. 16:2. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. 16:3. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. 16:4. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. 16:5. But I told you not these things from the beginning, because I was with you. And now I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? 16:6. But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. 16:7. But I tell you the truth. It is expedient to you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. 16:8. And when he is come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. He will convince the world of sin, etc. The Holy Ghost, by his coming, brought over many thousands, first, to a sense of their sin and not believing in Christ. Secondly, to a conviction of the justice of Christ, now sitting at the right hand of his Father. And thirdly, to a right apprehension of the judgment prepared for them that choose to follow Satan, who is already judged and condemned. 16:9. Of sin, because they believe not in me. 16:10. And of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. 16:11. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. 16:12. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak. And the things that are to come, he shall shew you, will teach you all truth. See the annotation on chap. 14 verse 26. 16:14. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine and shall shew it to you. 16:15. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said that he shall receive of me and shew it to you. 16:16. A little while, and now you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. 16:17. Then some of his disciples said one to another, What is this that he saith to us? A little while, and you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me, and, because I go to the Father. 16:18. They said therefore, What is this that he saith, a little while? We know not what he speaketh. 16:19. And Jesus knew that they had a mind to ask him. And he said to them, Of this do you inquire among yourselves, because I said, A little while, and you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me. 16:20. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall lament and weep, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be made sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. 16:21. A woman, when she is in labor, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she hath brought forth the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. 16:22. So also you now indeed have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. 16:23. And in that day you shall not ask me anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you. 16:24. Hitherto, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. 16:25. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no longer speak to you in Proverbs, but will shew you plainly of the Father. 16:26. In that day, you shall ask in my name. And I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you. 16:27. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. 16:28. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and I go to the Father. 16:29. His disciples say to him, Behold, now thou speakest plainly and speakest no proverb. 16:30. Now we know that thou knowest all things and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. 16:31. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? 16:32. Behold, the hour cometh, and it is now come, that you shall be scattered every man to his own and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have distress, but have confidence. I have overcome the world. John chapter 17. Christ's prayer for his disciples. 17:1. These things Jesus spoke, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, The hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. 17:2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he may give eternal life to all whom thou hast given him. 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. 17:4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. 17:5. And now glorify thou me, O Father, with thyself, with the glory which I had, before the world was, with thee. 17:6. I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou hast given me out of the world. Thine they were, and to me thou gavest them, and they have kept thy word. 17:7. Now they have known that all things which thou hast given me are from thee. 17:8. Because the words which thou gavest me, I have given to them, and they have received them and have known in very deed that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. 17:9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them whom thou hast given me, because they are thine. 17:10. And all my things are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. 17:11. And now I am not in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we also are. 17:12. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name. Those whom thou gavest me have I kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. 17:13. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy filled in themselves. 17:14. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, as I also am not of the world. 17:15. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from evil. 17:16. They are not of the world, as I also am not of the world. 17:17. Sanctify them in truth. Thy word is truth. 17:18. As thou hast sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. 17:19. And for them do I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. 17:20. And not for them only do I pray, but for them also who through their word shall believe in me. 17:21. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. 17:22. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, as we also are one. 17:23. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, as thou hast also loved me. 17:24. Father, I will that where I am, they also whom thou hast given me may be with me, that they may see my glory which thou hast given me, because thou hast loved me before the creation of the world. 17:25. Just Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. 17:26. And I have made known thy name to them and will make it known, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. John chapter 18. The history of the passion of Christ. 18:1. When Jesus had said these things, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where there was a garden, into which he entered with his disciples. 18:2. And Judas also, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often resorted thither together with his disciples. 18:3. Judas therefore, having received a band of soldiers and servants from the chief priests and the Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. 18:4. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said to them, Whom seek ye? 18:5. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith to them, I am he. And Judas also, who betrayed him, stood with them. 18:6. As soon therefore as he had said to them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. 18:7. Again therefore he asked them, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. 18:8. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. 18:9. That the word might be fulfilled which he said, Of them whom thou hast given me, I have not lost anyone. 18:10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And the name of the servant was Malchus. 18:11. Jesus therefore said to Peter, Put up thy sword into the scabbard. The chalice which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? 18:12. Then the band and the tribune and the servants of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. 18:13. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was the high priest of the year. 18:14. Now Caiaphas was he who had given the counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. 18:15. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known to the high priest and went in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. 18:16. But Peter stood at the door without. The other disciple therefore, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the portress and brought in Peter. 18:17. The maid therefore that was portress saith to Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciple? He saith, I am not. 18:18. Now the servants and ministers stood at a fire of coals, because it was cold, and warmed themselves. And with them was Peter also, standing and warming himself. 18:19. The high priest therefore asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. 18:20. Jesus answered him, I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither all the Jews resort. And in secret I have spoken nothing. 18:21. Why askest thou me? Ask them who have heard what I have spoken unto them. Behold, they know what things I have said. 18:22. And when he had said these things, one of the servants standing by gave Jesus a blow, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? 18:23. Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, give testimony of the evil. But if well, why strikest thou me? 18:24. And Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. 18:25. And Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They said therefore to him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. 18:26. One of the servants of the high priest, a kinsman to him whose ear Peter cut off, saith to him, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? 18:27. Again therefore Peter denied, and immediately the cock crew. 18:28. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the governor's hall, and it was morning, and they went not into the hall, that they might not be defiled, but that they might eat the Pasch. 18:29. Pilate therefore went out to them, and said, What accusation bring you against this man? 18:30. They answered and said to him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee. 18:31. Pilate therefore said to them, Take him you, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said to him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. 18:32. That the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he said, signifying what death he should die. 18:33. Pilate therefore went into the hall again and called Jesus and said to him, Art thou the king of the Jews? 18:34. Jesus answered, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it thee of me? 18:35. Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done? 18:36. Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. 18:37. Pilate therefore said to him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. 18:38. Pilate saith to him, What is truth? And when he said this, he went out again to the Jews and saith to them, I find no cause in him. 18:39. But you have a custom that I should release one unto you at the Pasch. Will you, therefore, that I release unto you the king of the Jews? 18:40. Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. John chapter 19. The continuation of the history of the Passion of Christ. 19:1. Then therefore Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. 19:2. And the soldiers plaiting a crown of thorns, put it upon his head. And they put on him a purple garment. 19:3. And they came to him and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they gave him blows. 19:4. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith to them, Behold, I bring him forth unto you, that you may know that I find no cause in him. 19:5. Jesus therefore came forth, bearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. And he saith to them, Behold the man. 19:6. When the chief priests, therefore, and the servants had seen him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith to them, Take him you, and crucify him, for I find no cause in him. 19:7. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to the law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. 19:8. When Pilate therefore had heard this saying, he feared the more. 19:9. And he entered into the hall again. And he said to Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. 19:10. Pilate therefore saith to him, Speakest thou not to me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee? 19:11. Jesus answered, Thou shouldst not have any power against me, unless it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that hath delivered me to thee hath the greater sin. 19:12. And from henceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou release this man, thou art not Caesar's friend. For whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. 19:13. Now when Pilate had heard these words, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat, in the place that is called Lithostratos, and in Hebrew Tabatha. 19:14. And it was the Paris Eve of the Pasch, about the sixth hour. And he saith to the Jews, Behold your king. The Paris Eve of the Pasch, that is, the day before the Paschal Sabbath. The eve of every Sabbath was called the Paris Eve, or day of preparation. But this was the eve of a high Sabbath, viz., that which fell in the Paschal week. 19:15. But they cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate saith to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. 19:16. Then therefore he delivered him to them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him forth. 19:17. And bearing his own cross, he went forth to the place which is called Calvary, that in Hebrew Golgotha. 19:18. Where they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the midst. 19:19. And Pilate wrote a title also, and he put it upon the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. 19:20. This title therefore many of the Jews did read, because the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin. 19:21. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Write not, the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. 19:22. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. 19:23. The soldiers therefore, when they had crucified him, took his garments, and they made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. 19:24. They said then one to another, Let us not cut it, but let us cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saying, They have parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they have cast lots. And the soldiers indeed did these things. 19:25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. 19:26. When Jesus therefore had seen his mother and the disciple standing whom he loved, he saith to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. 19:27. After that, he saith to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own. 19:28. Afterwards, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. 19:29. Now there was a vessel set there, full of vinegar. And they, putting a sponge full of vinegar about his lips, put it to his mouth. 19:30. Jesus therefore, when he had taken the vinegar, said, It is consummated. And bowing his head, he gave up the ghost. 19:31. Then the Jews, because it was their Paschal Eve, that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that was a great Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. 19:32. The soldiers therefore came, and they broke the legs of the first, and of the other that was crucified with him. 19:33. But after they were come to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. 19:34. But one of the soldiers with a spear opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. 19:35. And he that saw it hath given testimony, and his testimony is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that you also may believe. 19:36. For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled, You shall not break a bone of him. 19:37. And again another scripture saith, They shall look on him whom they pierced. 19:38. And after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, because he was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave leave. He came therefore and took away the body of Jesus. 19:39. And Nicodemus also came, he who at the first came to Jesus by night, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. 19:40. They took therefore the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths, with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. 19:41. Now there was in the place where he was crucified a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein no man yet had been laid. 19:42. There, therefore, because of the Paschal Eve of the Jews, they laid Jesus, because the sepulchre was nigh at hand. John chapter 20. Christ's resurrection and manifestation to his disciples. 20:1. And on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene cometh early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre. And she saw the stone taken away from the sepulchre. 20:2. She ran therefore and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and saith to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. 20:3. Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and they came to the sepulchre. 20:4. And they both ran together, and that other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. 20:5. And when he stooped down, he saw the linen cloths lying, but yet he went not in. 20:6. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and saw the linen cloths lying. 20:7. And the napkin that had been about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but apart, wrapped up into one place. 20:8. Then that other disciple also went in, who came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. 20:9. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. 20:10. The disciples therefore departed again to their home. 20:11. But Mary stood at the sepulchre without, weeping. Now as she was weeping, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. 20:12. And she saw two angels in white, sitting, one at the head, and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laid. 20:13. They say to her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. 20:14. When she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and she knew not that it was Jesus. 20:15. Jesus saith to her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, thinking that it was the gardener, saith to him, Sir, if thou hast taken him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. 20:16. Jesus saith to her, Mary. She turning, saith to him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. 20:17. Jesus saith to her, Do not touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. 20:18. Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and these things he said to me. 20:19. Now when it was late the same day, the first of the week, and the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, Peace be to you. The doors were shut. The same power which could bring Christ's whole body, entire in all its dimensions, through the doors, can without the least question make the same body really present in the sacrament, though both the one and the other be above our comprehension. 20:20. And when he had said this, he shewed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad, when they saw the Lord. 20:21. He said therefore to them again, Peace be to you. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you. 20:22. When he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said to them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. 20:23. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Whose sins, etc. See here the commission, stamped by the broad seal of heaven, by virtue of which the pastors of Christ's church absolve repenting sinners upon their confession. 20:24. Now Thomas, one of the 12, who is called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. 20:25. The other disciples therefore said to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the place of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. 20:26. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be to you. 20:27. Then he said to Thomas, Put in thy finger hither and see my hands, and bring hither the hand and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. 20:28. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. 20:29. Jesus saith to him, Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. 20:30. Many other signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. 20:31. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name.